Okay, we are now live and on air. This is your host, Reverend Adam, and we may be joined in by our co-host today, Lolita. You are now listening to Are You Cursed, Crossed, Possessed, or Hexed? This is episode number 3. This is a remake episode for the time we last had it. We could not do it due to a snowstorm. And it looks like we have some callers in the queue. We will be getting with you momentarily. Thank you for calling in and listening to today's show. Remember now that we are doing this show for everyone out there who may be cursed, crossed, hexed, or possessed. And we are here to educate you and help you through whatever time you are going through, whatever kind of situation you have that is due to dark energy interfering in your life. All right, now let me see if we can find someone here that might be one of our co-hosts. I'm not seeing you in the queue yet. Let me see here. Yep. Okay, so our co-host is not with us quite yet. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. What we're going to do on this show is we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and to go right in your question as we bring you on air. Now, remember, this is going to be related to if you are cursed, crossed, hexed, or possessed, and whatever situation might be going on. So if you feel you need to express what you feel is going on in your life, please go ahead and share that with us. Our first caller today is area code 806. First three digits are 788. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi there.
Yes, hello. Please say your name. Where are you calling from? You can go right in.
Sherry in Texas, and I was wondering if you're seeing any kind of cross conditions or any kind of work done, because I've had a bad last couple years.
Okay. Well, you said you're in Texas. What part of Texas, if you don't mind me asking?
Up in the Panhandle.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Lubbock.
Yes, okay. All right, now what I am sensing with you, okay, now the reason I'm asking that is because I know Texas is riddled with people that do dark work, okay? When I'm looking at you, Cherry, here, I'm not feeling anything very heavy. I'm not seeing something that is going to permanently block you. I'm feeling a lot of jealousy that has been towards you and with no cause, no real reason, okay? What this means
right.
is that you may have what's known as the evil eye on you, okay? That's what I'm sensing right now is the evil eye. I would sense to do a very positive cleansing for you, or you can do one yourself. But ultimately, what you are not looking at a crossed condition, a possessed condition, or a cursed position. I'm feeling right now, you know, you're looking at the jealousy of others and that energy interfering with you. So I really suggest a nice cleansing. What we could do is I would suggest to you doing a salt bath, and I would do that for 7 weeks, one bath each week, okay? What you would want to do is you would want to add a nice cup of sea salt, the finer the better, okay, to a full bathtub of water. Make sure it dissolves in the nice warm water, okay? And then what you're going to do is you're going to sit in that bathtub and you're going to visualize all blockages, all things negative coming off of you and going down the drain. And what you can do is you're going to pray with passion, but you're going to pray St. Michael's prayer, okay? Now, St. Michael's prayer is a prayer where we're calling in the energy of St. Michael to help remove things that may be negative and abrasive towards our well-being, If you would like more information about that, you can certainly reach out and contact me. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and move along to our next caller momentarily. It looks like we may be joined by our co-host. Let me see here. 404-452-54. Okay. Lolita, are you on air with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, Adam.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome back. And welcome to the new show, my dear co-host Lolita.
Thank you.
So,
thank you for having me.
What's
the format today?
The format is, are you cursed, crossed, possessed, or hexed? And we've got some callers here in the queue.
All right. Let's take them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So remember now, as we bring you each on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and then you're going to describe your situation so I can tune into the information and see what we can do to help you. Our next caller today is going to be 806. First three digits are 788. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi there, this is Sherry again in Texas.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, that's the cue. I did not realize you. I need you to unraise your hand from the cue, please.
Okay.
Just press number one again, that's all.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Thank you, Lolita. Our next caller is area code 323. First three digits are 933. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Hello. Area code. Yeah, that one dropped off. Okay. Area code 404. First three digits are 587. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
good,
wonderful
today.
Hello? How about yourself?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from Georgia. My name is Ashia.
Okay.
Can you spell
that what was your name?
Ashia.
Can you spell your name for us, Adam?
It's A-S-H-I-A.
Okay, Gia. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, what situation have you been going through that you feel you need help with?
Love. It seems like I don't really have, like, long-term relationships. Like, there's one guy in particular. Like, we get that together and then break up and, like, we argue. We get the same argument and break up. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
And even with my job, like, I get into it with one person, then I lose my job. I don't ever be on the job for longer than a year if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So give me one moment. I'm going to see what's going on with you here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, well, before, as I'm tapping in here, you know, what I'm picking up on is something to do with your mother. Where was your mother in your life, or where is she today?
She's at home. We stay together.
Yes. Okay, you stay together. And how's your interactions with your mother? Was it always positive? Were there some negative times within the childhood?
We was good, sometimes not so good.
Okay. Lolita, as I'm tuning in, can you please assist her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
One thing about the ins and outs of a job and personal relationships, they're all karmic situations that we have to go through. So instead of looking at it like as a thing that always happens to you, you have to look at it as lessons that you haven't learned yet. And that's why you continuously repeat the same pattern. You have to really go inward and really do a lot of inner child guided meditations to really figure out, but to heal all those emotions. And as you continue to heal, you'll find your stories around you start to change every single day. So don't look at it as negative situations. Look at it because those are mirrors of what you're really going through. So the person at work that you're having it out with, that's just a person that's mirroring back at you. You're supposed to learn from one of this. So instead of fighting it like a human being would do, you have to think from a higher consciousness where you have to look at it that person's going on its own journey, but this person's also teaching you something. Okay, why do we go through this interaction? So what you do is you come home and you silence your mind and you really figure out this place, and it will take you some time. You seem young. How old are you? In your 20s?
I'm 30.
You're 30? Okay, well, you sound young. If you start your journey now at 30 years old and you go backwards, you don't have a lot of layers. You know, when you get older and you don't do all your inner work, you're going to continuously go through the same situation. So does that kind of clear up at least half of the battle? That every single thing that you do in life, they're karmic situations. They're karmic things that we did not handle in our last lifetime. So you should honor your process, honor what you're going through, and really do the healing and stop fighting what life has to offer you, but to embrace it. Like every single day in the morning, I ask the universe to bring me something challenging, because if it does, that means I'm still vibrating on that frequency. And the more work that you do inward is the more that your outer world will change on its own. So you haven't started your journey, so I'll let Adam take over.
Yeah. I am definitely picking up on a vibration here that is not so positive. But first of all, I'm getting this feeling as if you get itchy for no reason out of the blue. So I've got to ask you, are you itchy or is there something going on with your skin?
No. My nephew.
Okay.
But he has itchy.
Your nephew?
Uh-huh. Sometimes itch my scalp, but not all the time.
Okay, because I'm getting this fidgety feeling and this kind of like itchy feeling, like this like you can't sit still or you can't be still, like it's got to keep moving. There's this energy in there right now that does not feel so positive. I'm actually very much connected right now with your energy, and I am getting this message from the spirit world that there is something that has crossed you up, but it's not externalized, okay? What you are dealing with is, does your attitude change on a dime?
What do you mean, change?
Like your mood, you can go from happy to angry in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you're dealing with right now is what's known as a possession, honey. And this thing is causing trouble in all areas of your life, but this is a very old possession. This is not something that's purposefully, completely controlling you. It's forcing you to make bad decisions and make bad moves. But right now you are dealing with a possession that is very old, and it has been slightly nudging you into a darker direction for a long time in your life. And what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to reach out to me privately to get this removed. At that point, when you're dealing with a possession, you truly do need professional help.
And we're actually in Georgia. Are you familiar with Marietta?
Yes, it's not too far from me. Are you staying?
Yeah, I have Okay, well, I have a business right on Powder Spring Street, across the street from the Institute Movie Theater. I have an ice cream shop there. We live around here, so get with us and so we can handle it.
Yeah.
And also on the 19th. We have new moon meditation, so you're more than welcome to come join us for meditations if you like. Just follow me on Lolita's Parlor.
On Lolita's Parlor?
Yeah, Lolita, LOLITASPARLOUR. That's my Facebook name, but Adam will give you his direct number. I can give it for you, too, and then reach out to call us or come meet, let us know you're going to meet us on Tuesday and he can take care of it for you then, maybe.
Right.
So,
okay.
Either
yeah,
or. His
every
number
relationship says that, though. They say it's like, they say like I'm mean to them, but I don't see it.
Okay, but it's because you're not feeling it. It's okay. Guess what? Because you have a solution to it.
Yeah, it's not going
to
let you know it's there because it doesn't want you to know it's there. It wants to manipulate you. You see, it's making other people angry and upset with you, and it's making other people going crazy around you because what they're doing is they're seeing something you're not seeing. Okay? They're feeling something you're not feeling. It's numbed you to a lot of things out there. But you're also an empath, which means you pick up on other people's emotions and vibrations very easily.
You're right.
And it's trying to use that gift against you. Okay?
Okay. You're right,
though. The last bit of suggestion I would say, then let me give you his number really quick. You have a pen?
Yes, ma'am. Ready.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead. What did you say?
Oh, no, I was putting it in my phone. I'm ready.
Okay, it's 443-319-3366. All right, so just give him a call and let us know what you want to do. And then if I were you right now, you know, you enter in 2018 on a clear note. So it's just time for you to do your own work.
Yeah.
Do not worry about relationships. Do not worry about careers. Just trust in your own process and work on your own path and just trust and surrender that the universe is going to provide. Stop forcing these things to happen, to come in your life. It's time to take care of you and honor you.
Right. Okay. You said 443-319-3366.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. I would definitely. Wait, did someone tell me something
before,
that was not born?
This came through family, but I really can't share all the details with you right now on air. So I really do suggest that you reach out to me. I will ask you, what happened to you a year ago?
What do you mean?
Something major happened to you a year ago, and it was supposed to be an eye opener.
Well, I just lost my baby in February.
Okay.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's kind of
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, in February.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
So you have to do
a lot of healing work.
Just reach out.
Okay.
But guess what? There's a solution to everything in life, and that's the best part that you called in. It was all about alignment, so just trust and surrender, and let's just start working on your inner world, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And don't
You're
be too concerned where it came
Thank
from.
You.
Don't be too concerned where it came from. Remember, these are all energies. Energies are unknown. Remember, your thoughts are energy. You create energy. The way you react is energy. You can create negative energy. So it's time to live a different life.
Right.
Okay?
You're right. Because when he brought up my mom, it's a rumor going around that my sister's grandma put something on my mom, but she got it off, though.
Yeah,
okay, it's not
all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just can't.
You can't trust everybody.
Right. You're right.
But,
okay.
I mean, it's upon you what you want to do. We're here to help you, okay? That's all we can do is help you. And we're local here, so.
Yeah, I know. That's good. I was probably meant to come to you guys. Do you think the bath will work for me until we make
the bath and then a lighter form of removal? It's not going to remove it. I do not suggest that bath for you because all it's going to do is irritate it more. You've got to have this professionally removed. If you want, in the meantime, you can use St. Michael's Prayer. It's on Google, but do it with passion. If you're going to pray, you pray with passion. If you don't pray with passion, it has no power. Okay?
Okay. But I would definitely call you guys sometime this weekend, because I recently lost my job. So I'm going to make sure.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, huh?
Okay.
You got it.
You.
Love and light to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. It looks like we have another couple of callers here within the queue. We will be with you momentarily, but first, a word from our sponsor with Lolita's Parlor.
Lolita.
The American dream. A great food and ice cream
parlor.
Hot pizza, Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes.
Ice cream.
Ooh.
Scream.
We all scream for ice cream. For real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat.
Lolita Parlor.
Over 32 flavors of Hershey's real
Lolita
ice cream.
Parlor.
You scream, we all scream for
Lolita
ice cream.
Parlor.
Located at 1147 Powder Spring Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
Okay, and we are back. You are listening to Are You Cursed, Crossed, Possessed, or Hexed? This is episode number 3 of our new series. You are listening to Lolita from Lolita's Parlor, our co-host today, and you are listening to me, which is Reverend Adam. Our next caller today is going to be area code, I believe this is 404-587. Those are the first 3 digits. Hello,
no,
caller. You were
no,
live and on air.
We took that call, Adam.
Okay, that one we took. Okay. Then it's got to be this one. 404-438. Hello, caller.
No.
You were live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. Hi, Lolita.
Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
I'm so glad that you called in, Nicole. Ooh.
Yes, this is Nicole from Georgia.
Yes, Nicole. It's such a pleasure to have you on here, hon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful.
I told Nicole to come on. Go ahead.
Yes, I called for a reason. And the reason why I called, because I want to know, am I crossed? Especially when it comes to my business, because I'm doing the necessary inner work and outer work and even manifesting, but I feel like there's an evil eye when it comes to my business. Is this true?
Okay. All right. Let me take this seriously. Hold on.
Yes, this is serious.
You know I can never be serious with you. Come on now. Hold on.
See, it is serious.
Nothing is on you or on your business. It is only a self-crossing. That means what you have done, you can also undo.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to explain this to everyone that's listening out there, that self-crossing is sometimes something that happens. We never intend to do it to ourselves, but sometimes we make pacts and we make things with ourselves that we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And or we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that. And sometimes what happens is we become so enthralled within the goal that we forget the journey getting there. And when, you know, we go through that, that's when we can really cross ourselves up and prevent ourselves from accomplishing that goal. And you see, what I'm going to share today is that Nicole is a dear friend and coworker and an awesomely gifted psychic. And I really, you know, share here on the show. It's an honor to have you on here. One, because you're so close to us, but two, because you're so gifted, and you know, you're just respected within our community. You have my respect, but ultimately, you are not crossed or cursed or hexed or possessed by anything else.
I receive that.
Mm-hmm.
I receive it.
Wonderful.
Nicole helped me actually this morning.
Thank you.
Going to stay on and help us out with the other callers?
Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
Are you going to answer? I mean, can you answer more calls while I'm on?
Yeah, if there's Adam, do we have any more callers?
Yeah, we have one more caller here. I'm just waiting for the answer. Okay. So our next caller is by 111111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Hold on one moment. Oh, it didn't click over. Okay, hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, thank you. Karen, New York.
Yes,
sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to ask the show title. Do you see that I have any curses or anything? Because life thing really feels like
okay.
Horrible.
Is there a situation or a reason for you wondering?
My partner and I live together. We both have health issues, and I've been trying to heal myself forever. And it seems, it's like impossible. It's just what's the word?
Yeah.
The other side of the rainbow, and I never can get there. I've tried this and that and the other.
Okay.
Just had a,
okay.
I have with my teeth. I've been trying to heal my whole body and my.
Yeah, what's going on with the legs on the left side?
No.
Okay, because I keep seeing the left side right now, and I keep seeing the knee or the leg, and I'm like trying to discern which one. So is that you or your lover? Maybe your lover's going through that?
Oh, he has problems. He has pains in his legs at the time.
Okay.
He gets part of his... or side effect of drugs or something. He has, when he walks, walking, after he's out a few minutes, tends to get pains in his legs or feet or both.
Okay, because I'm feeling, and I'm going to explain this to you, and then I'm going to let them take over, Lolita and Nicole. What I'm getting right now is I'm getting that you're not cursed, crossed, hexed, or possessed, but there are emotional traumas that have transferred into your adult life. And there is also some kind of negative energy that was transferred. Maybe there is a little bit of a curse there after all, because there is something generational that's coming through the grapevine. But I'm getting first told to address right now the issue of traumas within this life's childhood. And I'm getting a similarity between you and your lover. So I'm feeling like I'm going to put the direction out there right now, but I'm getting father. I'm getting father. So, Lolita, would you like to step in, please? Hello? Yeah.
Hi. I'm here. Give me a minute. I was wondering, Nicole, do you want to take over really quick?
Okay. What's your name one more time? I was listening to your story, but just say your name one more time for me.
Karen. Well, Karen, depending on who you talk to, but.
Okay. Karen, now what I'm really, really feeling from you, I don't feel like it's anything necessarily attached to you, but I do feel like there is some form of not believing in yourself and not feeling powerful enough or not feeling good enough. So I feel like there's a lack there. And a lot of times when we do have those feelings of lack, we attract certain situations proving to us that, somewhere, somehow we're going to mess up. Now, would you say this is something that you have been struggling with, believing in yourself or feeling like you're worthy?
Probably, but I say I got worse, all these years of not being able to get better and make my life. But I was in a different place and moved in with my grandmother. It's a long story. Be temporary for me. I ended up getting very sick, and then out my mother was sick, passed. I made a promise to her that I would look after my grandmother and then take care of her in my mother's absence. I never really left, living with my grandmother and all, and it's like my health and everything changed when I moved into space. I was felt better about myself and what I was doing. I think I had more confidence and hope. And I said before I moved in and everything changed, and it's like I could never get my health back, never get back to myself, and you know, get anything better. I've been living on disability, which I'd like some way to sustain myself and move, and I was trying to be an actress until I, you know, have the energy to do that and also take care of my grandmother and kind of stopped that and never went back to it. Said, well, I guess that wasn't meant to be. What am I supposed to do? And I've been working on healing myself and finding what I am supposed to do, and it hasn't happened. So I feel like I'm blocked everywhere.
And that's the reason why. That's the reason why, because somewhere within you, there's a little bit of doubt about who you really are. Because I feel like, in a sense, there's a knowing, you know, there's a knowing who you are. But in a sense, you kind of deny it. Because I feel like maybe you've had experiences in your life that you probably summed up as coincidences, when in fact it wasn't. These things were really happening. And now you're in a place in your life where things are shifting. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to sound like I'm speaking in code right now.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I know what you refer to as experiences that I wrote off as coincidences and really
okay,
didn't
well,
feel.
I'm going to explain that a little bit farther.
I'm not in touch
okay.
with any
gifts. Fine. Certain things are pointing to you which direction to turn, okay? You can get a sign because there's a coincidence. You were just speaking of someone, and they just, you know, there's a coincidence when, you know, you're thinking of a number, and then you see it, and then you go play, and you win the lottery. These are all signs that we have within our everyday life. Okay, and right now I feel like what she's trying to express to you, because I'm connecting to what she's connecting to, I'm feeling like she's trying to express to you, you've gotten signs your entire life, and you're feeling like there's something more and more, and there is, but it's your belief in yourself. What do you want to be? It's not who you are, it's what do you want to be, because you're only going to be whatever you want to be.
And you're gifted.
Oh, yeah.
In
what
way?
What gifted means is that you have the ability to tune into other types of energy besides your own. This means you feel empathy for others, but more so than a regular human being. You have the empathetic capability, okay? That means you take on other people's emotions and problems as your own. And you feel them as your own. And a lot of times you don't even know you're doing it until after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel that your true purpose out there is helping others and helping people that are in similar situations to your own.
Huh? In what way would I help?
The same way you have been helping your family.
And I really
hope I keep
that
feeling. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
So what I'm feeling right now is that there is a lot going on within your mind. You're still, in a way, you're feeling lost because that's what you're projecting. But you're not lost. You haven't been lost. It's all right there in front of you. You're there to help inspire others. You're there to help them reach their spiritual potential in whatever form that takes. And your healing is going to come through the emotions. You're trying to physically heal your body, but you cannot do that until you heal the emotions. You started out with me connected to your childhood. And I'm feeling like the childhood is where it's at for you, because I am not seeing a possession. I'm not seeing a curse here that's really preventing you from being all that it is within you to be.
Okay. And that's both creating in a way so much thought to, and the most block, you know, is a lot I don't even remember.
Okay. Well, if you want further assistance.
Yeah, are there any suggestions how to do it this way or with this situation?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
So have you worked with the spiritual counselor like every week? Because the people that on this call have worked with somebody every week to pull out energy on our triggers and our emotions. We can consciously always heal and do the inner work, but those emotions were stored and originated from somewhere, and they come out in physical manifestation. They're called illnesses. Have you worked with someone to work on the layers of, say, of abandonment or any type of trigger? And that's my suggestion to you, is finding one. If you don't have one, I can give you the one that works with us when we life coach our clients that we work with, pulling energy and really sit with on each emotional aspect of ourselves to pull that energy out of the system. And it takes time. It's not a quick fix. Right now you're consciously going into that, but subconsciously they're stored in your physical realm still.
Right. I've had energy healing, not every week.
Right.
What energy healing you have gotten has been for the physical. It has not gone beyond that.
What you need to do is
go beyond the physical healing with the spiritual side of things. You need to go to the emotional healing. You know, sometimes we feel like, you know, oh, we've taken care of our traumas, we're over it, but there's still that subconscious implant in there within the body of those traumas, because you have not gone through all of the healing channels on the emotional plane. There's more.
That's why you have physical manifestations. That's why there's physical illnesses. That's why when people have cancer, they're all emotions that were created and stored in some place. Your body can only handle but so much thoughts. And if they're especially negative thoughts, they're going to go to certain parts of your body and come out in a disease or an ankle being broken or something. You have to do the inner work to match the outer work. That's how it works. If you're not taking care of, say, your kidney is going to come out with, say, eczema or anger, you know, resentment. It comes out in so many different situations. They all correlate. You have to put the inner with the outer world to heal better. And the more you do that, you'll find your physical aspect even getting better, because you're not holding on and fighting it. You're actually embracing it.
And the only way to do that is to work with somebody.
Absolutely, unless you are a powerful healer to yourself. I mean, anyone can do it for you. But energy work is energy work. It's like a skill. It's like a trade. It's like a doctor almost. It's like Adam and Nicole on the phone. It's something that they learn. You know, you just have to find someone that, you know, that can work on your you know, inner being, your epigenetic healing, bringing up issues from mom and dad, and start healing from that. You could start doing it yourself, even if you can't afford that financially. Start doing your inner child guided meditations every single day and journal. Witness your growth. Witness your healing. You haven't gotten down to the core yet. So go on YouTube and Google inner child guided meditation. Pick one that resonates, and you do it every single day before you start your day. And you wake up out of that bed like you have an army and knowing that you're truly supported. It's upon you about paying attention through your third eye and listening through your ears. And that's our God source energy. And no one else can take that away from you.
Would hypnotherapy also work?
Well, hypnotherapy can work. That's just going back to the core root. But that does not take out energy out of the physical realm of your body. Why? You can do it yourself. If you're saying you've healed, you can meditate. You can get back into a hypnosis state as long as you meditate and become vulnerable and allow your guidance counselor to come to you and give you your messages. Everything can come through. If you want to hypnotherapy, you can do that too. But as far as energy work, no, that hypnotherapist cannot do that.
No, I mean, you said it was healing the emotions.
Taking you back. That's taking you back to that layer. You're not going to be. They're not going to be able to say, "Hey, your layer of abandonment resides in your stomach." You know, there's different modalities that take specialties, like doctors, or you could be a physician, but you could be a physician of the ER, or your internal medicine, or kidney specialist, or heart specialist. They're all different modalities. You have to find the correct modality that's going to help you.
Okay, so maybe the question is, what are the modalities that do work with getting the emotions?
I can suggest some things, or you can come through us, and we can do it. You have to find someone you're going to be accountable to every week to heal the triggers. I'll give you that homework so you can search. You want to heal your triggers. And meanwhile, you can do your own inner child guided meditations every single day. This is not a quick fix. It's going to take you years if you haven't started at all. So you've got to start. I mean, giving you, you know, why don't you start doing all with the meditations? And when you're ready to take it up to the next level and where you can go to someone every week, then we can guide you on that way and, you know, who to go to. But right now, I would start off with that.
Wow.
But,
and, you know, I want to mention a couple of emotion code sessions.
You just need to be accountable to somebody.
Okay, do you believe in the emotion code then?
I'm just sharing with you, no matter which modality, if you have these modalities, then try it. But you got to be consistent of it. Also, too, it's your belief. You got to have that belief within you. It's like, I don't feel the belief that stands within you at all. I need to hear that every single day that you're going to get up knowing that you are truly supported. Right now, you're not feeling that way. Remember, belief is more powerful than a lot of other things. You got to switch that gear. You got to put the starter on within you, and you got to get going.
Okay. Well, I think I am.
Well, if it was coming off that way, hon, there's a vibration and everything will be such a different conversation. So we're just sharing with you, the more we heal inward and the more belief coming up, you won't be in a negative path. You'll be in a place where, you know what, I am truly supported. I got to heal this emotion today, and I fully released it in 6 months. Like, you know, you should be excited about life. Because life is exciting. It's embracement. It's not no struggles how people see it. We all have situations that we go through. It's because we have karmic debts that we have to go through in our lifetime at this moment.
Exactly.
And when we look at
from it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's a lot to take in, I guess.
Yeah, so tonight what I would do, hon, is just take a nice hot bath and put on a nice meditation and just really start journaling. We have a new moon coming on Monday. I would take advantage of all the planets that are about here to embrace us and assist us moving forward going on to 2018. So why don't you embrace that starting tonight and get used to that pattern of your lifestyle so you can move forward and really just cherish.
I'm not a journaler.
Huh?
I can meditate, but I'm not a journaler.
Well, that's how you witness your growth. If you don't write it on paper, then you won't honor what emotions that you released or nothing. if not recorded, but you should be able to witness your journey.
May
or
I
you
ask
can go
a
back
question?
And look. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, I mean, you know, journaling, as Lolita is suggesting, is an excellent way. But what do you feel will work best for you then? And this is just strictly listening to your heart and incorporating the information that's being given to you tonight. What do you think will work best for you?
Okay. I appreciate
it. No, I'm asking.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes. What do you think will work best for you?
If
journaling doesn't help.
If I could find somebody to work with that I could afford.
Okay. And at this very moment, what do you think you can do without money? If journaling doesn't work for you.
Well, I'll try the meditations.
Okay.
Like the meditations I do, but I suppose they're different.
Well, if you cannot journal, then, you know, type it on the computer or do it a recorder or voice it. Do something so you can witness your growth every, you know, when you do or something comes up, so you're able to write it down or however you want to record it, you do it. You know, but that's all we're trying to share with you is that when you state or speak or whatever you're going through, you get to go back to see how much you've grown and what triggers have been healed. Because it's going to take a while because, you know, there's people that have, say, abandonment issues, and it may take them 6 months just to really get to that core. So just make sure you find a vehicle that's best for you that you're able to witness your own growth.
How can you tell that will take me such a long time? Are you able to see what issues and where they are?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
I was wondering how you know it will take me such a long time to heal the issues. Can you see them? Can you see what issues they are and where they are in my body?
I never gave you a time, but as long as you're vulnerable and all ego is down, you can. That's your time. Time is an illusion. I'm just giving you an example with our clients. Sometimes it could take 6 months or to a year just to dissolve one issue. Especially the older we are, that's more and more layers. So you control that destiny. Nobody else does.
Okay. No, I thought it was mentioned long time, not quantified in a number, but I thought it was mentioned as a long time. So, I mean, are you able to see what the issues are and where they're located?
No.
But there are people who are able to do that.
Right, but we're giving you your own homework first. Start doing your inner child guided meditation. We're giving you the best advice without no financial resources and, you know, for you to see what's coming up.
So I just
and every single day, when you go through life, if you feel, say, mad about something or defensive about something or feel the right to voice your opinion, that's a trigger. And that trigger was created from somewhere. There is an origin to that, and that stems from childhood. So you got to get back into that place on how that emotion got created, because that situation and that person is just mirroring what's going on in your own inner world. So your daily life is your guidance, is how you react to certain things. So witness that as your tool. Those are two things that you can do without no money right now. You basically just had a life coaching session from all three of us. So utilize all the information that we just gave you because that will get you going.
Thank you. So I just
You're
go
welcome.
To just generic inner child meditation on YouTube?
You can go to anyone. As long as you write inner child guided meditation, YouTube will come out with so many. And you can pick one, and you do that, and you go to, if you want to choose another one, you can. Some of my clients stay with one for a couple of months, and they switch up. Whatever your heart desires. Once you do it, and something comes up, you record it however you want to record it. And every single day, if you feel something funny, and I call it funny meaning if you feel depressed or sad or somebody made you feel uneasy, that's a trigger. So go back into a place of inner child's guided meditation and feel like, where did this come from? And it may take you time. So if tomorrow someone makes you feel mad to a certain, or makes you feel disrespected, write down, record that disrespected, and make that your point to find out, where did that come from?
But there are none that you would recommend right off.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
There's no particular meditation that you like better that you would recommend.
Nicole, do you have one? I like the one with the, when you pull it up, there's that little child there with the husband and the wife or the mother and the father, or whoever, the man and the female and the child. It's like the third or fourth one that comes up. That's something that I resonate. And I started doing like 7 minutes one. So you just have to resonate with which one.
Exactly.
Because that's right.
It's all about feeling your way through this as well. Everything lies within you.
There's tons. Okay. God.
So we're going
to
leave you with that.
That you deal with? Okay.
Go ahead, Nicole. Go ahead, Nicole.
I feel like you feel that you are struggling with this. You know, it has been suggested that you reach out to a healer. You know, because it, like I said, it all starts with the belief in yourself first. So,
and if you want a life coach and if you want guidance, we can help you with that. So just give us a call.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we'll make it affordable for you, okay? How about that? At least to get you going.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I appreciate that.
No worries.
We're going to
leave you with that. Okay? Yeah. And we're going to take the next call.
Okay.
We appreciate you. All right, love and light.
Thank you. Love and light.
Love and
light. And
you got
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Adam?
Yes, hello. I'm there. Sorry about that. I was having some technical issues going on over here, and I was trying to get back in. So I was listening through the computer, but the computer's mic was not working. So I do apologize for that, everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to
Do we have any more callers?
Caller. Yeah, we have one more waiting here. Area code
520.
First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. I just was calling because I wanted to ask about my future potential in earning money.
Yes.
I'm already in a career.
Okay. And is there something related to today's topic about curses, hexes, jinxes, and crossings and possessions? Do you feel that you have been crossed first, or?
That I've been cursed, or what else?
Cursed, crossed, hexed, or possessed by dark forces?
You know, something happened last night when I was sleeping, and I was very disappointed in my loved ones who's passed, because I always consider them on guard, you know, taking care of me in the sleeping state. And something did happen last night, and it was a throwback to something I had experienced in my early days of embracing spirituality. And I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, came back to bed. And then all of a sudden, I was I felt the covers, you know, being moved off the bed, and I felt like I couldn't really talk, and I was trying to call out to
okay.
God and say, you know, I'm a believer in God, and I couldn't, you know, I was gurgling. And normally, I mean, I don't believe in that. I don't believe. And this morning when I woke up, you know, I remembered it, and I thought, well, I wonder where my loved one was. He usually, you know, I count on him to kind of, you know, be present and,
mm-hmm.
You know, be protective of that kind of thing. I don't know if he was taking a moment off or, you know, what happened. So, you know,
okay.
I've had those experiences, you know, but it's been a great number of years since I had the one last night.
Okay. So usually when you have an experience like that, what that means is that there is a demonic attachment, not necessarily a possession, but an attachment where some kind of dark force, some kind of dark spirit is following you around and trying to interfere in your life, trying to cause you harm or make you cause harm to others. Now, in this case, it sounds like it's trying to cause you harm. Okay. What I would suggest for something like that, though, is you're going to need professional help, whether that be through me or someone else, but you really need to look deeper into that situation. Because right now, as I'm taking it up, it feels, from what you're describing and energetically from what I'm picking up on, it feels like an old energy that has resurfaced and may have been passed on through family, okay? I'm feeling like this was passed on through the father's side of the family, maybe a little bit from the mom, but I'm getting the dad's side more as I'm looking into this. I also am looking at your history with work and production in your life, and I'm feeling like there's been a lot of ups and downs, but lately, within the past 3 years, it seems like things have been just barely enough to get through life, okay? You're not able to get up and stay up, is what I'm trying to say. Have you been experiencing this?
Kind of, sort of, yeah, but I still feel very hopeful.
Okay. So hopeful, you go about the world with an optimism. Okay, that's wonderful because that works with the law of attraction. But I'm getting that there is a family involvement here. It's not necessarily family purposely doing this, but did you ever notice that there was anger within your family?
Yeah.
Okay. And anger within a family can be somewhat normal, but sometimes that anger is there a lot more. Where was your father when you were growing up? What happened with your father?
He was around most of the time.
Okay. So he was around physically. Was he around emotionally?
It probably could have been better.
Okay. Okay. So you would say maybe 10%, 5%, because what I'm getting here is that there was an issue with family not coming together and being family, and I'm feeling it's not necessarily everybody's fault. I'm feeling like this was an energy that was created by a dark force within the family, and somehow a long time ago, the family contracted this dark force. You're a gifted individual, and you can see things for what they are usually, okay? You like to see the truth in matters right away. That's what you do, okay? But you're very logical and very mathematical. You can put a puzzle together and under a heartbeat, and I'm not talking about a physical puzzle. I'm talking about social puzzle, okay? The thing is that you are a gifted human being. You have a lot of light within you. And what happens is sometimes those dark forces
they'll choose to follow that person with the light because they want to convert them. They want to bring them to the darkness, or they want to destroy them. They don't like light. So they either try and convert it to using it for their own means, or they will try and destroy it altogether. Now, did you ever feel held down in the past when you were trying to get up, like you couldn't breathe? Hello? Oh, I think we've lost her. Okay. All right. No problem. Looks like we may have another caller here. Are you guys still with me? Lolita? Nicole?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, I think that last caller just dropped out. She wasn't getting what she wanted. All right. So... our next caller, looks like we have a caller here, but your hand is not up in the queue. If you want your call brought on air for your question, please push the number 1 on your touchtone phone. Okay. All right, caller.
We can
get...
I was going to say there's no callers, and then we can end the show.
Yeah, it's not looking like... this one's wanting to raise the hand here. Okay, well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's show, and we want to give a shout-out to Lolita's Parlor here in Marietta, Georgia. Wonderful co-host. It's great to have both you, and a shout-out to Nicole, a very dear friend and co-worker of ours who's decided to join us today. Thank you for helping on the show today. We want to wish you all a great evening. And anybody want to say anything to leave off today?
No, just love and light to everyone.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, love, light, namaste, and good night.
Night.